Are you ready to have your website get found by the right people? Are you looking to rank at the top of Google so you get more traffic to your website? Are you ready to learn how to use SEO and content marketing to grow your organic traffic? If so, you are in the right place, my friend. Welcome to the Simple SEO Content Podcast, where I show you how to combine the power of SEO, search engine optimization, and content marketing to build your like, know, and trust factor with your audience, which allows you to get found by the right people and turn those visitors into buyers. No more frustration or confusion, and no more time wasted wondering if you're doing your SEO right. It's time to learn how to use SEO and content marketing to grow your business. Well, hello there, my friend, and welcome back to the Simple SEO Content Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Lindhagen, and today I want to let you in on a little secret that is going to change how you think about SEO and how you go about getting website traffic for your business. Did you know SEO is the cheapest way to get website traffic that lasts and grows your business? It is, my friend. It is the magical powerhouse traffic generator that you may not be using yet, and I need you to use it. Well, I don't need you to use it. You need to use it. I want you to use it because I want you to be able to leverage the power of SEO to drive traffic, which will help you grow your business so that you can achieve your goals and you can make the money that you want to make and you can help serve the people that you want to serve. So why is SEO the cheapest way to get traffic to your website? Because it's free, my friend. There is no cost associated with your search engine optimization. The only thing that you have to do is learn how to do it and learn how to do it right. One time. Once you understand how SEO works and you know what to do, it is a rinse and repeat process that will continue to work for years to come. So what I want you to do is to really focus in on learning how to do SEO. Prioritize this. If you keep thinking, I'm going to work on that later, I'm going to tell you right now, your competitor is working on it now. And by the time that you get to later, they will have already beat you because everybody is starting to realize how important SEO is and how much you need to do it. So now is the time to get started. Stop waiting for the perfect time. Stop waiting until everything is right and just do it. Just get started. It will make a difference. So you're going to learn how to do search engine optimization. That means you're going to learn how to have your website work better with Google so that Google understands your website better, so that Google wants to rank your website higher. You're going to work to build your website's domain authority so that it's easier for you to rank for additional keywords. You're going to create great content that is optimized for Google so that your ideal customer has a better chance of finding it. The way that SEO works is that Google goes through and it crawls all the information on your website and it kind of puts it into its index. And the next time somebody searches, they're looking, they're going to Google and they're typing, searching for information that they need that's related to your business. Google's like, I've seen this before. And they go to their index and they pull it up and they say, oh yes, that's right. This page is about this thing that you're searching for. So here, this might have the answer that you need. Well, the only way that Google is going to serve you up as the potential solution for the thing that the person is looking for is if you do SEO and you have the signals on your website page or blog post to help Google understand that your page is about this idea that they're searching for, this information that they need. Without you doing that, Google is not going to show your information to someone else. You might as well not even write your blog post if you're not going to do optimization. I said it because it's true. You have to do both. You have to create really great content that's going to help your ideal customer, and you have to optimize it for Google so that your ideal customer is going to be able to find it. Without doing the optimization, they're never going to find you. You're never going to get the results that you want. So I need you to understand how important it is. You want free traffic coming to your website, you have to do SEO. It's just, that's the bottom line. It's that necessary. It's that important, that critical. So you're going to learn how to do it. If you don't know how to do it yet, that's fine. You're in the right place. That's what I teach. I actually am teaching a live class at the end of the month. I want you to sign up for it and take that. You can find out information about it on the freebies tab on the website, etchedmarketing.com/freebies. Go ahead and sign up for that live multi-day class. I'm going to teach you what you need to know to get started. And then we're also going to talk about simple SEO content. So if you've been thinking, I really want to take an SEO class, prepare. It's going to be open for enrollment at the end of September, and then you'll be able to join me and learn how to do all of this one time the right way so that you can get free traffic for years to come. So you're going to learn everything you need to do, then you're going to repeat. So you already know you have to create content on a weekly basis, right? We all know that. But what I need you to do is create content that's optimized, that's targeting a keyword that your website can rank for, so that your content stops going into the black hole on the internet and actually starts getting found by people. Because SEO, your search engine optimization, is actually helping people who are looking for the content that you're creating, my friend. You just need to optimize it so that they can find it. That's the missing piece. If you feel like you're creating a blog right now and the only person watching it or reading it is your grandmother or your mom or your best friend, it's because you're not optimizing it, or you're not optimizing it in the right way. If you've tried SEO before and you haven't gotten results, it's because you've made one of a couple of super simple common mistakes. And I'm going to teach you about those in the free training. Make sure you join me in that. You'll learn what not to do so that you get better results. But you're going to learn once. You're going to repeat the process with your weekly content. You're going to follow the process that I teach you, and you're going to create new content each week. And each time you create a piece that is optimized, that is targeting a keyword you can rank for, that is helping your ideal customer, it's one more chance for your website to rank at the top of Google, to get found by the right people, and oh yeah, to drive free traffic. I mean, is there anything else you really want other than really great ways to drive free traffic to your website so that you can grow your business? Every single post that you create the way that I teach you to create it is going to be a potential to rank high, get found, and get traffic and make money. This is why SEO is the best and the cheapest way to drive traffic to your website. You only need to learn how to do it once. Google's algorithm does not change constantly the way that some of the social media algorithms change on a regular basis. You're not going to go from writing blog posts to shaking your booty on video to needing to do long form content or carousels or whatever else social media has had us do. It feels like it's whiplash. You do video, you do this, you do that. Google wants content. They want really great content. They want content that helps your ideal customer. They want content that provides value, and they want content that's optimized. Google has wanted high quality content for more than a decade. It doesn't change that much. So you're going to learn how to do it. You're going to do it the right way, and you're going to continue to get results for years to come. And you're not going to have to buy ads. Yes, you can buy ads. You can get traffic faster with ads than you can with SEO, but ads are not free. And ads, you run into a couple of issues. First off, what if your targeting is off and you get people who are not interested, or you get people who want something else? Then you just wasted your money, or you don't get people, or you're cost per lead is so high that you can't make money on it. Plus, with ads, the minute you turn the ad off, the traffic stops. With SEO, it just keeps going. One of my favorite clients ever in corporate world referred to SEO as the unstoppable train. They did everything we told them to do. They created content on a regular basis. It was optimized. Their website was good. And it just never ended. Their results were so good. They stopped their ads, and they were a major national brand with over 375 stores. They relied completely on SEO because the results were so good compared to their ad traffic. I still remember the day that she called me and said, I want to stop my ads, but I want to invest more in SEO. What can I do with $30,000 a month more? And I was like, oh, we can come up with a plan. Because you're at an agency, you have to figure out how, if the money is going from one team, you got to bring it to the other team. But of course you can find a way to do it. We created more content because content was what was working for them. Their blog generated over $1 million. I think it was $1 million a month in revenue. I know we generated over seven figures in revenue from SEO from that blog. it can be done, my friend. And it is such a powerful way to do it. And you're not turning the faucet off when you turn off the ads because you don't have the ads in the first place. Or you can be like them and you can start with ads to generate the traffic. And then as your SEO starts to grow and starts to send more and more traffic, you can scale back on your ad spend and you can get to the point where you don't need to have an ad spend and you have the traffic that you need to sustain your business and meet your goals. Plus, social, I know people love social. It's free. It's a way to do it. But the thing is, on social media, the percentage of people who are going to see your posts is such a tiny percentage of your audience. So on social media, you're lucky if 1% to 2% of your audience sees your posts in a given day. With SEO, if you can rank in position number one for a keyword that your ideal customer is searching for, you're going to get on average 34 to 37% of the traffic. That is a huge increase in the number of eyeballs that you're going to get to your website just based on ranking at the top of Google search results. The other difference here is that when you're at the top of Google search results, somebody's actively searching for an idea, for a solution, for a product, for information that you have on your website. When somebody's seeing you on social media, they're not there to find a solution for their problem. They're there to be entertained. So you're not going to get as many people seeing your content on social. You're also not going to get as many people from social coming over to your website. And remember, what we're trying to do is get people to our websites and ultimately build your email list because your email list is what you own. You don't own your social media followers. So if you want to be able to engage and be able to market your business and grow your business, you need to get them on your email list. We do that by using SEO and creating this amazing content that they're interested in. And then you need to offer them an opt-in on your blog post that they're coming to that needs to be related to it, that needs to help them, that needs to be good enough that they want to give you their email address to get that opt-in and join your email list. And then you need to make sure you're nurturing them on a regular basis. If you've gotten my opt-ins, you know you get an email from me once a week and it has a new training lesson. It's got the podcast information. It's got the YouTube information. It's got all of that. If you're not getting that yet, go to the freebies tab on the website right now, sign up for whichever one looks the best to you, and you will start getting that weekly training email as well. That's etchedmarketing.com/freebies. If you want all of them, grab them all. That's what they're there for. They're there to help you, my friend. I created them for you. I want you to learn this, so take advantage of them. Grab as many of them as you can. Sign up for the free class while you're there. So SEO is the cheapest way to drive website traffic. I also believe in my experience, and I've got a lot of experience. I've been in marketing for 20 years. It is the best way to drive traffic to your business because SEO is bringing in people who are interested in what you are selling. They are actively looking for a solution to their problem or their question, or they need something related to your business and they're actively searching for it in Google right now. And that's why your website is coming up and that's how they're coming into your world is they're looking to see if what you have solves their need. And if what you have solves their need, they're more likely to convert. And if they convert, you make money, my friend. And I want your business to get more traffic so that you can help more people, so that you can grow, so that you can make more revenue, so that you can quit your 9-to-5. If you're still working a 9-to-5 and this is your side hustle that you're learning about, I want to help you. I want you to be able to meet those goals and make that life that you dream of a reality. And if you're all in on this business and this is your full-time gig, I want to help you go to that next level. And SEO is where you need to go. It is going to make the difference to get you consistent, relevant, interested website traffic coming in every day. And when you have that traffic coming in every day without having to spend money on ads, you can build your business and you can be more profitable. All right. If you have any questions, you know how to find me. DM me on Instagram at Etched Marketing Academy. Make sure you follow me over there if you're not following me already. Let me know what questions you have and then make sure you're getting signed up. That free training class is going to be awesome. It is the last week of September, the week of the 25th. I am going to teach live every morning of the class. So it's going to be a really fun chance for you to come on. You're going to learn, but you're also going to have a chance to ask me questions. I want you to have that opportunity to really learn and see what we're doing with SEO and content to get more traffic to your website. All right. Thanks for now. Have a great day, and I'll see you back here next time. That's all for today's episode of the Simple SEO Content Podcast. I want to thank you so much for joining me. Make sure you visit my website, etchedmarketing.com, and visit the freebies tab. Right there, you're going to find the SEO Content Quick Start Guide along with the free SEO class. So you'll have everything you need to know to get started with SEO and content marketing. Then do me a favor, if you wouldn't mind, if you would do a rating and a review of this podcast on your favorite platform, that would really help spread the message, and I do greatly appreciate it. If you have any questions, you can always DM me on Instagram @EtchedMarketingAcademy, and I will see you right back here next week.